Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 437. I'm Dave Elliott, and I used to be known as the Omniversal Maestrex. Now I'm just known as the Omni-Annoying Dorktrex. That may be my weirdest introduction so far. Today, the 437th issue of the Fantastic Four is Fantastic Four, Volume 3, Number 8, from August 1998. Storm Warnings by Chris Claremont and Salvador La Roca. So we're back, and Technic, the bounty hunters, have been hired to kidnap Franklin Richards. And first, he was being protected by Alyssa Moy, Reed's old gal friend. And then the Fantastic Four showed up to fight Technic. And now, the Captain Britain Corps have arrived to fight the Fantastic Four. And Ben asks, "Who the heck are these guys?" And Reed is like, "Their name is the Captain Britain Corps. They're a corps of Captain Britons." Duh. So the FF start fighting the different Captain Britons, each one coming from a different alternate reality. Holy crap. Man, I've had enough of the alternate reality stories lately. Alternate realities here, alternate realities there. Oh, give it a rest. By the way, Captain Britain Corps, isn't it a little illogical to have an army where everyone is a captain? They're all the same rank. They've got Captain Britons with weapons that give Reed a hard time. They have Captain Britons that are big nasty creatures that give Ben a hard time. They've got English accents that give me a hard time. "You mooks call this a fair fight?" Ben asks. One of the Captain Britons replies, "Regrettably, misanthrope, the fairness you speak of has no place in this equation of the battle most royal. Only victory matters." Okay, maybe the accent isn't so hard. As always, I nailed it. As the fight goes on, Franklin starts getting mad. He doesn't like seeing his family get hurt. So we get closer and closer to his eyes, which start to glow, and that means he's about to use his powers. Suddenly, Reed gets an extra boost of strength, increasing his stretching ability. Sue knocks back a couple of captains with her force field powers. Ben gets stronger and clobbers a bunch of captains with one punch. Johnny flames on really hot, and, well, that's it. You weren't expecting Johnny to start burning the flesh off a bunch of captains, were you? And so, we learn the answer to the question, what does Chris Claremont think Franklin's powers are? Apparently, he thinks Franklin has the ability to boast the power levels of other people. Well, that's a new one that Chris Claremont pulled out of his ass. Back over with Technic, it starts raining men. Tall, blonde, dark, and lean. Rough and tough and strong and mean. It's raining men. Specifically, it's raining Captain Britons. Gatecrasher suggests a tactical withdrawal, meaning they want to run like hell. She notices their teleporter has been knocked unconscious, so they're stuck. Johnny, meanwhile, has to fly up into the sky and let off a burst of built-up Nova Strength flame, and he wonders why he and his teammates have gotten so strong. He looks down and he sees Technic running away. So he swoops in and he picks up Gatecrasher, who must weigh over, like, 500 pounds or so. She's huge. She's the leader of the group. Last episode, for some reason, I thought her name was China Doll. Her name is Gatecrasher. Johnny asks what's going on with her powers, but she has no idea. Next, he asks her if she can fly. She replies, "Of course not. You wouldn't dare." He says he's getting tired of carrying her. She's quite a load. So she whips out a scanner that shows that Franklin is pumping out power levels never before achieved by any finite being. Johnny, surprisingly, uses that information to figure out that the kid is using his powers to make the FF stronger. Next, he says, "Speaking of which, this isn't our Earth, is it?" She reveals that he's right. The FF were teleported to a node of the Prime Continuum configured to look like their world. And then, he asks how he can stop the Captain Britons. And Gatecrasher says only one person can stop them, so Johnny demands to know where that person is. And Gatecrasher says, "Are you demented? You're talking about the next best thing to God." Oh, is John Lennon alive in this other dimension? Back with Alyssa and Franklin. She says there's no sign of Johnny, but Franklin assures her that he's okay, and that the bad guys are going to be sorry they ever tangled with the Fantastic Four. Back with the Human Torch, Gatecrasher has led him to the Starlight Citadel, which used to be my favorite disco back in the 1970s, but now it's the home of the Guardian of Reality, who has the ability to view events on every plane of the Omniverse. Johnny burns a hole in the wall and finds a blonde chick in a white dress on the other side. He asks her if she's the Guardian of Reality, but she replies, "You presume in error. I am Opal Luna Saturnine, the Omniversal Maestrex." Hey, that's my old job. Gatecrasher takes a moment to grovel in front of Omna Luna Saturnine, and Johnny says he's not impressed, and he wants to show her what she's up against. So then a voice behind Johnny says, "In that case, honor requires that we do no less in return." And Johnny turns and sees this woman with dark hair sitting behind a chessboard. That means she's, you know, like, really smart. And her name is Roma, and she's the one who ordered the extradition of Franklin Richards. Johnny asks what she wants with Franklin. He's just a kid. And she replies that he's a kid with the power to create worlds and stand side by side with the Citadels, and now he has the power to increase the power levels of the Fantastic Four as well. She expresses concern that Franklin could be corrupted by his great power, and that he needs to be properly trained on how to use his powers. And Johnny replies, who better to teach him than his family, the Fantastic Four? Haven't they been through this already with Nathaniel Richards, by the way? Opal pulls out a crystal and says it embodies the life force of Johnny's home dimension, and if she breaks it, the entire portion of his Omniverse will cease to exist, so Johnny has to make a choice. Franklin's future versus the survival of his continuum. Johnny replies, "I say you're bluffing, and whatever happens, we'll find a way to win." She puts the crystal down and says she likes his style. Obviously, she was bluffing. She says that if Johnny can come up with a resolution acceptable to both sides, the FF can go home. Johnny says once again that no one is better suited to teach and protect Franklin than the Fantastic Four. "Just ask Galactus," he says. And then the image of Galactus pops up and says, The Guardian has already done so, and has been informed that of all the beings encountered in my travels, the Fantastic Four number among the very few who have earned the respect of Galactus. Well, shit. How's that for a reference? The only references I have are my mother, my mailman, and a guy I spent 2 months with in a Mexican prison. So Johnny makes a deal with Roma. "Leave Franklin with us, and if it works out, your needs are satisfied. And if it doesn't, if we can't handle the responsibility or the threats to your satisfaction, you get us all. Whatever fate you plan for Franklin, we face it together." So this seems okay with Roma, and she says they have a deal. And so back outside, the rest of the FF are still fighting with the Captain Britain Corps, when suddenly they teleport away, and the FF, along with Franklin and Alyssa, are back in their own real New York City. Reed immediately shoves his tongue down Sue's throat. "Sue, I can't believe it. We won. Forgive me. I was so excited, overwhelmed, I couldn't help myself." Reed is acting so odd. I'm surprised they don't think he's been replaced by a Skrull. Johnny flies over to tell everyone the good news, and Ben immediately knows it was Johnny who saved the day, which is very unusual. He never saves the day. It's like Reed and Johnny have changed places. So anyway, it seems like Johnny did come up with a deal that was reasonable. Now, however, Chris Claremont is still going to be around for a few years, so it wouldn't surprise me if Roma came back, feeling that the FF didn't live up to their part of the deal. But that's all I have for now. That's the end of this issue. If you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. And I speak to you like the ghost to the verse. Drop another line like the go to with the code.